Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. One more co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, man. What's up? How's it going?
I'm glad to have you on the show, man.
Thank you. Glad to be on the show, as usual.
Thank you. So, on today's show, we're going to give my thoughts on Syndergaard's injury and... Of course, even more important, we're going to, or I should say, as equal, I should say what's also important also is giving this WrestleMania preview, because WrestleMania is too big for one night. So, I'll do it. I'm going to give it to you in a few minutes because of this whole crazy WrestleMania two-night thing. But, yeah, with that said, thanks for coming on the show, and checking out what we're gonna talk about on today's show. So, with that said, let me just dive right into this. It's in the garden, and in case you guys don't know, Syndergaard. It was announced a few days ago that Noah Syndergaard tore his UCL in his right arm, and unfortunately, as a result, his 2020 season is already over, and the season didn't even start as a result of this. This pandemic right now. So the season was supposed to start on the 26th, but of course, because of the virus, everything's being pushed back to mid-March as we speak right now. But we don't know how long this pandemic's gonna taking effect, because it's ruining lives. It's ruining every way of life, especially lives. So we, in order for us to fight this, we gotta maintain social distancing. So you gotta stay away from your loved ones, at least 6 feet from each other, if possible. And as a result, every way of life, communicating, face to face with people, sports, entertainment, everything is put to a halt. So, you gotta do the right thing and maintain social distancing. So that we can have more time to spend, God willing, together in the future. So please maintain social distancing so that we could get rid of this pandemic once and for all, and Lord knows how long we'll get back to some sort of normalcy. But, most important thing is, my condolences go out to anybody who's directly affected by it, especially people who lost people that they care about as a result of, this pandemic, the coronavirus. So, my thoughts and prayers are with you. And if you're going through it right now, I pray that, God will heal you as soon as possible, because this is no joke. So, people, please maintain social distancing, because this disease can affect anybody. It don't matter who you are, how much money you have, what you look like. what you believe this thing will attack anybody. So if you're young or old or anybody in between, just please maintain social distancing.
Yeah, and not only that, but, you know, I was telling you this off air, if you're feeling sick, anyone out there feeling sick, go to the hospital, because you don't want to get other people sick if you're sick, and you don't want your symptoms to get worse if you're not going to go get treatment for it. So if you're exhibiting the symptoms of this coronavirus, you should go to see a doctor and get checked out, you know? Better safe better to be safe than sorry. So, you know, you get treatment if you're not feeling well or some of your symptoms match up with this COVID-19. So, you know, just play it safe.
You heard the man. But with that said, yeah, let's dive into more so into Syndergaard. So, you know, some people have been criticizing him because he successfully had the surgery, I believe, on Thursday. So people are criticizing him because, you know, all elective surgeries are, you know, canceled as a result of this pandemic, you know, because people just want it to be, you know, specifically just life or death things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they just want essential, non-essential surgeries eliminated, which I understand the case, but this surgery is essential to his career. You know, he does need to have this surgery so he could be ready for next year, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it a life or death surgery? Oh, of course not. It's not. But, I mean, he does need this for his job. So I don't think, you know, he should be criticized for it. What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, I don't think he should be criticized for it. I mean, the dude needs to have the surgery. Or else he could put himself, you know, he could have health risks with that elbow. It's on his elbow, right? Or is it just his arm?
Might be on his, I think it is on his elbow. It's definitely on his right arm for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely needs to have surgery. So, I mean, what he cannot not have the surgery.
Exactly.
You know, so it's a priority for him to go ahead and do it, and gonna keep him out until next year. Probably most of next year. You know, probably won't see him until the second half of 2021. But you know, for people that are criticizing him, they're selfish. You know, especially we don't even know when this baseball season is going to start anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may have the baseball season might not start until the Fall Classic, October.
For real.
You know? So,
because you're right. Because optimistically speaking, they expect them to be back next year, April of 2021. But
that's very optimistic.
That's very optimistic. You don't know when you don't know if he's going to be able to bounce back from this.
Yeah.
And Lord, I mean, like you said, we don't even know when this year's baseball season is going to start.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be pushed back, and that's if everything goes as planned.
Right.
Because right now everything's thrown out the window with Syndergaard, because Syndergaard was supposed to be the penciled in number two starter. And basically the biggest controversy that the Mets was dealing with prior to this shocking injury to Thor was that they're going to have Mats, Porcello and Waka battle out for the fourth and fifth spot. Most likely Porcello was going to win the fourth spot because they gave him a one-year $10 million contract, and he's a veteran. You know, other than last year, he's always pitched well for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have left the fifth spot for Michael Waka, the former Cardinal. And, of course, Steven Matz, who's coming to his own these late years. He's actually pitched well these past 2 years. even, you know, making 30 starts, I think last 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, Mathis finally coming to his own, you know, to his own, you know, starting to live up to the hype, you know, that they've had for him. So the biggest controversy was going to be which of those guys was going to make the rotation. But now with Syndergaard gone, what was a Mets strength with depth, now, fortunately for them, now, you know, well, I mean, unfortunately for them, Syndergaard is hurt. But fortunately for them, now I guess although the guys have a spot on the rotation, because there was rumor of them putting Mats in the bullpen, you know, which to me makes no sense. Mats, he earned his spot on the rotation. He's been on the team probably since, what, 2015. So, I mean, and these past couple of years, he's been pitching his best, you know, so I mean, he definitely earned his spot. Porcello, I know he, you know, he's basically the big free agent signing they got. Veteran pitcher, you know, grew up a Met fan, like Mats. And, you know, Porcello, you're not going to give a guy a 1 year, $10 million contract just for him to, you know, go on the bench. So
Oh no,
he
no.
definitely was going to start.
Oh yeah, he has to start.
Yeah.
And he's pitching some big games at the Red Sox, so you know he's been on the big stage before, and that his experience can help these other guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that, to me, the odd man out would have been Waka. You know, even though he's been saying the whole time, just like Mats, just like Porcello, they've all been saying that they were signed to start. You know, so that's where Mets messed up, promising to give all these guys a starting rotation when you have, when I mean, unless if you're gonna go to a 6-man rotation, you can't promise all these guys you know, nearly guaranteed spot in the rotation. So you know, basically, you know, we'll see what happens when this regular season starts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a bad break for the Mets, because they needed that guy. If they were gonna have a magical run somehow this year, if this season even gets to, you know, come to fruition, which most likely it should, because May, you know, May is when it's supposed to, you know, start. But you know, we're in unfamiliar territory, you know, with this pandemic. So we'll just see when everything becomes somewhat normal.
Yeah.
And switching gears, something that's directly affected by this pandemic is, of course, WrestleMania. And WrestleMania, since '85, has always been a one night, you know, an arena packed pay-per-view event. But not this year. For the first time ever, it's going to be an empty arena, zero attendance, folks. And you know, Vince McMahon loves, you know, filling out the arena, you know, with the most
Stadium.
fans. Yeah, in stadiums. He doesn't even do it at MSG anymore. He does it at football stadiums because he's obsessed with having the most amount of fans. But that's not going to happen this year. Everything's thrown out the window. This WrestleMania is going to be the first ever empty arena 2 day, and this pay-per-view event is not even going to be live, folks. Yes, you heard this right. I don't know if you heard about this, Mac, but supposedly they already finished taping WrestleMania.
Wow, that's a fr well. I think the earlier WrestleManias were on they were on a tape. Were they on pay per view? I'd have to check if
I
those
think
were on a pay per view or on tape delay.
I think they were always, They were always taped because WrestleMania was even the first pay-per-view event, wrestling event recorded. Because I think WCW.
So you're saying
had,
they were on? They weren't live. They were on tape delay.
I don't know if they were on tape delay, but they were on pay-per-view for sure. I mean,
well, yeah, that's for sure. But I'm trying to think if the earlier ones were recorded and then aired on pay-per-view. Yeah.
Oh, to my knowledge, that I don't know. But this is definitely the first time ever that this is an empty arena, and a 2-day WrestleMania. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And supposedly they taped WrestleMania on Wednesday and Thursday. I assume they finished filming everything, because there's supposedly spoilers for what's gonna happen at.
I don't want. If I'm gonna watch it, I don't want to know.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't even looked at anything. So
yeah, so like I said, supposedly there's spoilers, so I'm assuming the whole thing is finished. And of course, the WrestleMania is gonna air next Saturday and next Sunday, but you know, like you, I didn't check. So this would defeat the purpose of us doing this show if I looked. Because I want to be as surprised as all of you, you know, when I check out this pay-per-view event. So I have no idea what's going to happen. And from the rumors I'm hearing, you know, a lot of these matches are just thrown out the window. You know, some of these matches are not even going to happen, even though WWE is hyping it up as early as yesterday at SmackDown that some of its marquee matches are still going to happen, but WWE, man, they're just tricking their fans, supposedly, if the rumors I'm hearing are true.
Well, I mean, something that is not a spoiler, but, you know, it's been reported that, you know, one of the matches, Roman Reigns against Goldberg,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to happen because Roman Reigns withdrew from that match due to coronavirus concerns, so...
Mm-hmm.
That match is definitely not going to happen. We know that for sure.
Yeah, that's the number one match that popped in my head that I'm warning people. You know, don't trust WWE, man, because they're hyping up. This reminds me of a pay-per-view event a few years ago. They were hyping up this matchup. I can't remember what the match was. And then on the day of the pay-per-view event, then they revealed that, it's not going to happen. And that's what it looks like WWE is doing on purpose. They're not letting us know, because when I was watching SmackDown, I thought they were going to finally announce that Roman Reigns was going to be there, you know. And then they had the perfect opportunity with Triple H. Okay, Michael Cole, if Michael Cole wasn't going to say it, then Triple H was going to say it, you know, what was going to
mm-hmm.
happen. And Triple H, you know, you fought both men, Goldberg and Roman Reigns, what do you think about this matchup? And I'm thinking Triple H is going to be like, well, I'm sorry, you know, to break it to you guys, but this match is not going to happen. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm waiting for what happened. But no, he hyped it. He sold the match. I mean, everything he said was true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If this match would have went down, you got to give Roman Reigns the edge because, you know, he could match Goldberg's power. And the longer it draws out, you know, he would beat Goldberg. But if it was a quick match, Goldberg would win. You know, which would be true. But hey, let's should we dive into that match right now, or should we go in the order of, you know, the what we think is gonna be lower rung all the way up to the highest rung?
Yeah, I mean, we could start. Well, that match is not gonna happen, so we don't need to dive into it since it's, you know, not gonna happen anymore. But
well, yeah, that match isn't gonna happen. But you know, this match is most likely, if the rumors are true, the match is not gonna happen. And in place, they would have Braun Strowman. But to me, I guess we'll just dive into this match quickly, though, even though. This match is non-existent, but, you know, if Roman Reigns, if the rumors is true that he you know, he's not going to be able to perform because of this pandemic, reasons concerned whether he has it or in him to make sure he doesn't get it. It's not going to happen. But to me, the result's going to be the same. If Roman Reigns was going to compete, Roman Reigns was going to beat Goldberg and become the new champion. But now, to me, I think the match is even more interesting because Braun Strowman has a chance to win his first ever championship in WWE. So if the rumor is true that he is going to replace Roman Reigns, I actually think it makes it even more intriguing that Braun Strowman would defeat Goldberg and become the first time ever Universal Champion.
Yeah, that's something. I think if it is true that Braun Strowman replaced Roman Reigns, I think Braun Strowman is gonna win that match if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta admit, even though the dream match would be Roman Reigns and Goldberg, solely because they're both powerhouse who both also use the spears as finishers. I mean, technically, the spear for Goldberg is technically a signature because he does the spear and then he does the jackhammer. I don't think I've ever seen him do the spear without doing the jackhammer. So it's technically a signature move. Other than that, I think Braun Strowman, him battling Braun Strowman is a lot more interesting because they're more so powerhouses. They're both power guys who, the only match I think would have been even more interesting is if he was battling Ryback, because that's what Braun Strowman is. Braun Strowman is the current version of Ryback, a big strong dude who WWE hyped up, but they never put the title on him. But it looks like he's finally gonna get his chance, and it's well deserved. So, all right, let's...
Should be an interesting match.
Yeah, that definitely will be an interesting match, for sure. Let me think. What matches do they have? What were you going to say?
No, go on.
No, I said that there's supposed to be a triple threat match between, Miz and Morrison versus New Day versus Usos. But the rumor I'm also hearing is that The Miz is being quarantined, and that tag team match is not even going to be put to effect. And Miz is getting heat for showing up to the, Performance Center sick. So that match supposedly is off the table.
Wow.
So if that rumor isn't true, then my assumption would be that
then you just have to have the New Day. Well, then again, the Miz and Morrison are champions, so they have to defend it.
Supposedly, the title wouldn't be on the line if that's the case.
Yeah,
I think what I saw is supposedly it might be Morrison versus one of the Uso brothers in a match or something. I don't know how they're gonna do that. I mean, let's say, for example, this triple threat match does happen. Who do you think would win? I assume it would be Usos, so that they could even up their record with the New Day and be 7-time champions.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah, I think I'd go with the Usos. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see any of these guys winning. I could see the guy, Mr. Morrison retaining it, but I could definitely see New Day winning it for sure. That'd be a bigger story. But Usos, I think for their storyline for the New Day, since they're being threatened by the New Day, that they're not their equal since they have one more title than they do. It makes sense that the Usos win to even up their title reign at 7.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's the Intercontinental match. Drew, what you gonna call it? Since Drew Gulak beat Shinsuke Naka, Shinsuke.
Shinsuke.
No, I forgot Nakazaka. I forgot his name for some reason. My mind is out of it for some reason.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nakamura. Yeah, thank you. I forgot his name for whatever reason. Yeah, if he since he defeated him, what you would call it? Daniel Bryan would battle Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental title. That would you know, basically that would be the match for you know, WrestleMania. But there's even rumors, I think I hear, that Daniel Bryan might be quarantined also. So.
But wait, you know, isn't that the match right now? Daniel Bryan is supposed to fight Sami Zayn right now. That is the match for WrestleMania.
I'm hearing rumors that he might be quarantined too. So I don't know. I don't know. But if that's the case, if Daniel Bryan does compete, I think Daniel Bryan would defeat Sami Zayn and become the new Intercontinental Champion.
I think so too. But yeah, if you're hearing all these rumors, then. That match is pretty much a wash.
I know. These matches, man, they're becoming a wash, man, right now. But
is WWE reporting these rumors, or where are these rumors coming from?
Well, WWE, they're not announcing anything yet.
Okay.
But you know, I'm seeing from wrestling websites, you know,
okay.
Channels. Of people, I guess, who somehow know that these stuff are, you know, are happening.
Okay.
So that's what happened when you tape something in advance. They have some people whispering, maybe some people behind the scenes revealing stuff they shouldn't be revealing.
Right.
Because that's why supposedly they're all in hotels to prevent. The stuff, the leaks going out. But I'm trying. Okay. What other matches are there?
Edge, Randy Orton. You know, that match, of course.
Yeah. Edge will win to get his revenge. But then again, I could see Edge losing, since this is essentially his last match. You know, but. You know, I'm hoping Edge can get his storybook ending, you know,
even
Randy Orton.
I'm going to go Edge on this one.
Let me see what other matches are there.
Elias against King Corbin?
Yeah. That's a match I don't care about the most, to be honest with you.
Yeah, two annoying guys.
Not to mention, Corbin knocked him off the balcony, you know, yesterday on SmackDown. the way how he did it looked like a soap opera. It didn't even look realistic. Like how they showed how he got knocked off.
Yeah,
but I'm
gonna go with the King Corbin to win this one.
He is winning. He does win stuff that he shouldn't be winning, i.e., his match with Kurt Angle last year. So it's possible. It is possible. I mean, those guys. If Corbin isn't fighting Roman Reigns, he's fighting Elias. I mean, those guys are gonna fight forever. Even though we don't want that match to happen, you know. But that's what's gonna happen. Those two guys are gonna just fight forever. But, yeah, I mean, I could see it going either way. I could see, part of me sees Corbin winning, because they're just obsessed seeing Corbin. You know what? I think you're right. I'm gonna change my mind. Corbin is going to win this as well, because I know WWE loves to stick it to the fans, making this guy win every single match. So, I'm going to agree with you. Corbin's gonna get this,
and it might be not one of the most entertaining matches of those two nights, but might be one of the first matches, maybe.
I sure hope so, because, I mean, who really cares about who wins or loses with this one?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you just want to see Corbin get his comeuppance, but we know that that's few and far between.
Yeah.
I guess I guess this match is most likely going to be the last match, period. But I guess I'll say that for later. But what other matches are there?
Aleister Black, Bobby versus Bobby Lashley.
I don't think they've hyped that one up yet.
Yeah, it looks like it's on the card.
All right, well, Aleister Black's going to win, even though Bobby Lashley has the size advantage.
I think Aleister Black is going to win also.
He wins all the time. He literally only lost one match.
Yeah.
That was to AJ Styles. And then that he wins literally every match. So that's basically what's going to happen. He's going to win again.
I think so, too. Then you have the Street Profits against Andrade and Angel Garza.
Well, yeah, here's another match that's rumored to be not happening. Andrade, supposedly, he's not going to be able to compete because he's injured. So that match supposedly isn't going to happen.
Wow.
But if it did, I could definitely see Andrade and Garza winning.
Yeah, if it does happen, no, actually, I'm going to go with the Street Profits.
Well, I hope you're right.
I think they're going to retain it.
I hope you're right, but I don't think that's what's going to happen.
We'll see. You might even put a replacement in for Andrade if he can't compete. And if they do, then the replacement and Garza are both going to lose.
Mm-hmm. I hope that's the case. What other matches are there?
Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins.
Kevin Owens will finally get his victory.
Yeah, I see Kevin Owens winning also. And what might be the best match of the night, The Undertaker versus AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah. That match I'm actually looking forward to. AJ Styles, Undertaker, Barnyard match. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that match. I can see it going either way. I mean, I'm picking Undertaker, but it makes more sense if this is technically like a buried alive match, it would make sense storyline for Undertaker to lose and get buried alive and then pop up later on against around next year's WrestleMania. I could see that happening. But I think Undertaker's going to get his revenge. So I'm going against my logic. And I'm gonna pick Undertaker to win.
Yeah, I don't see Undertaker losing this match at all. I think he's going to win this.
I mean, the same scenario could happen. He could win the match, and then they could have somebody attack him. Maybe the rest of the OC, and maybe, who knows, even Kane. A big guy like that attack him, and maybe even Walter from NXT Europe, UK, and attack him and bury him alive and set up a future feud. Who knows?
Yeah.
After Undertaker wins.
Then you have the women's match, the fatal five-way elimination match with Bayley versus Lacey Evans, Naomi, Sasha Banks, and Tamina.
Mm-hmm. I think Sasha's going to win it. Perfect sense. You know, they're best friends. And, you know, Sasha needs to get herself back on track. You know, she's the legit boss. Bayley is delusional if she thinks Sasha Banks wouldn't backstab her for the 5th millionth time to take an opportunity to win the title. So, yeah, Sasha Banks will definitely win it.
Yeah, I think Sasha's gonna win. You know, there's been some tension building up between Sasha and Bailey. But yeah, I see Sasha winning it and then maybe starting a rivalry with Bailey.
And I guess this is the match I was talking about a few minutes ago, but even though this is supposedly most likely going to be the last match of the pay-per-view event, period, the rumor going out is going to be Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler. I mean, I could see this going either way. You know, Shayna Baszler, she's been dominant, but I think Becky's gonna win it.
Yeah, I think I can see Becky winning it also. I think Becky's gonna retain it.
Let me see what other matches we have
Cena versus
on
The
my head.
Fiend.
Oh, Cena versus The Fiend. Yeah, that's another match I'm looking forward to. The Firefly Funhouse match. Yeah, I hear they're gonna that one's gonna be filmed like a movie, like a horror movie with that match. Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued with that. I even like the, you know, the House of Horror match or the Ultimate Deletion match they had a few years ago with Hitman Matt Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm definitely intrigued to see how these new matches are coming, you know, are gonna happen. And to me, what were you gonna say?
Oh, no, yeah, I agree. You know, this is the second match that I'm very intrigued about. I think Wyatt definitely owes, wants to get his revenge for past losses to Cena and in recent years. So it's gonna be a good match, but I think the Fiend is gonna come out on top.
Yeah, and me too. And this match, this few, this match, this WrestleMania rematch, only makes sense if the Fiend gets his revenge. If Cena beats him again, this is a waste of time because they shouldn't be. What's the point of? You need the Fiend to win some matches, especially at WrestleMania. If you have him lose to Cena again, I mean, come on, man. This isn't gonna make any sense, but I think Cena's gonna do the right thing because in recent history, for almost a decade now, he's been putting over the right talent now, you know. Ever since the whole Nexus burial, you know, squashing Wade Barrett and the rest of the Nexus, he's been you know, doing the job lately. You know, he put over Daniel Bryan, he put on over CM Punk, Brock Lesnar with the Suplex City debut with him being suplexed 16 times, which is still unheard of. I'm trying to think who else Kevin Owens. I think he's gonna do the right thing. So
Yeah, I mean, these days Cena's trying to be a movie star, so I think he wants to focus more on his movie career. But yeah, no, I don't see him winning this match. I see Fiend winning it.
I'm trying to think what other matches are there.
Rhea Ripley against Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair.
I'm going with
I think
Charlotte.
Charlotte's gonna win it. Charlotte's gonna win it.
Yeah, Shaw's
For
gonna
sure.
win it to set up a champion versus champion match. Another classic match between her and Becky Lynch soon.
Oh man, please no. I don't want to see these girls fight again right
And
now.
what's bound to happen again?
I know they have a rivalry. I know they have a rivalry. I know they want to make this Stone Cold versus Rock. You
Yeah.
know, the female version. Or Lita versus Trish for that matter, I mean that's the real female version
Yeah.
of Rock and Rock versus Austin, to be honest with you. But don't get me wrong, I don't mind them fighting each other. I just think they need a little break. 'Cause last year they shouldn't have fought each other at that WrestleMania. It should have been
That triple
Becky
threat.
Lynch. Yeah, it should have been Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
'Cause Ronda Rousey fought Charlotte Flair, and Charlotte Flair gave up her opportunity by getting herself disqualified in that match. I think in Survivor Series of last year, or not this
WrestleMania. You mean?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Survivor Series of 2018.
Oh, okay.
So that, you know, to me, that the WrestleMania match, that WrestleMania match from last year shouldn't have been a triple threat match. I said it from before. If you listen to the show, this show back in the, you know, like from 2 years ago, I was basically saying that. And at the WrestleMania of last year, I was saying that. It is what it is. I'm trying to think. What other matches we have that we didn't call?
Only one more match left, which is Brock Lesnar against Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I mean, that's hands down, Drew McIntyre's going to win. This is Drew McIntyre's moment, just like Braun Strowman, you know, this is his opportunity to win his first ever title. So, yeah, this is it, man. Drew McIntyre got to win it, and he will.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre as well. I think this will be his moment, his big moment.
You got anything you'd like to say?
No, just everyone stay safe. And as you mentioned, you know, keep your distance, stay home. If you're not feeling well, go to the doctor, get treated. But, yeah, just stay safe out there with this virus going around.
You heard the guy, man. Social distance, distancing, it's the way. So, next week, there won't be a show, but in 2 weeks there will definitely be a show. So, you know, definitely always remember that this show is usually Saturday at 11 o'clock, every Saturday at 11 o'clock, but unfortunately next week there won't be a show. But also check out my YouTube channel. It's called Sports Urban Legend TV. Please feel free to subscribe and like and comment on any video you'd like. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Or I should say in 2 weeks. Peace.